After talks between the Supreme Court appointed negotiators, a road near Shaheen Bagh that connected Noida to Faridabad is opened after 69 days. It's opened for a short while. The Maharashtra Chief Minister will meet Prime Minister Modi in Delhi today. Uddhav Thackeray will also meet Congress Interim President Sonia Gandhi. A woman in Bengaluru is booked for sedition for pro-Pakistan slogans. She's sent to 14 days custody, but her house is also stolen. In a bizarre move and controversial move, the Madhya Pradesh government has ordered health workers of the state sterilize at least one person or else they will be given voluntary retirement. A shocking murder in broad daylight. An engineering student dies after being stabbed in Lucknow. The murder is caught on camera. One arrest has been made by the police. From 7 million, now Donald Trump says Prime Minister Modi's promised him 10 million people will be lining the streets in Ahmedabad to welcome him in India, though authorities in Ahmedabad have said there'll be 1 lakh people. After the Supreme Court appointed negotiators to speak to protesters at Shaheen Bagh, there has been some development. Remember, Shaheen Bagh is blocking a key road between Noida and Delhi. Now the cops have removed the barricade in Noida at the Mahamaya flyover. This was removed for around 40 minutes, we're told. And this actually clears the route between Noida and Faridabad. So while it's not very close to Shaheen Bagh, but for some reason, this route was also blockaded by the police for the last 69 days. Well, news from Bengaluru, and a sedition case has been filed against a woman after she raised pro-Pakistan slogans at a protest against the Citizenship Amendment Act. And Hyderabad MP Asaduddin Owaisi, who was also present at the event and even on stage as she raised those slogans, has distanced himself and his party from the sloganeering, saying, "We in no way support our enemy nation, Pakistan." At this event, which was organized under the banner of the Save the Constitution, Asaduddin Owaisi and two other men, apparently the organizers, then rush to try and stop her from chanting, and then she tries to give some sort of explanation about India's Zindabad and Pakistan's Zindabad and something about the slogan, but then the mic is taken away from her and she's taken off the stage. Now, since that incident and a case being filed against the young woman, several men linked to a right-wing group even threw stones at her residence after the protest, and the young woman's father, when speaking to the media, said that what my daughter said is wrong. And Karnataka Chief Minister B.S. Yediyurappa has said that her own father has said break her arms and legs and she should not get bail. He also said that the groups behind these people, the ones who are growing people like Amulya, action has to be taken against them and they should be investigated properly. It will then be known who is giving her support. There is proof that she has connections with Naxals. She should be punished and action taken against those organizations. Meanwhile, news from Tamil Nadu, where the police have booked over 10,000 people for holding protests against the amended citizenship law despite having no permission from authorities. The action came after thousands of protesters had taken out a march to Chepauk, and since the protesters had no official permission, the police filed a case against them. The protest was organized by various Muslim and citizen outfits, which had been demanding that the state pass a resolution against the CAA and propose a nationwide national register of citizens in the Legislative Assembly. The Madras High Court had restrained the agitators from going ahead with their protest around the assembly. Now, ahead of U.S. President Donald Trump's visit to India next week, preparations are on in full swing in Agra and Ahmedabad, where the administration is beautifying the entire route that the president will be taking. A roadshow has been planned in Ahmedabad before the president arrives at the Motera Stadium. And in Agra, over 500 Q6 of water has been released by the state irrigation department into the Yamuna after the sorry state of the river was highlighted by environmentalists.